Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast. This is episode number 23. Wow. And the third one this year, which I'm really excited about because I got to tell you, the first episode we did about getting back into the podcast world and talking about all things health and fitness related, we got a few plays, nothing more than I would have expected. But I got to tell you, week two, we saw like a 13% increase in the plays that we got. So thank you. Thank you for the support. I definitely appreciate it. My name is Michael. I've been in the health and fitness game for 25, 30 years. I am an active participant in the health and fitness game, which means not only going to talk to you about health and fitness and things like that, I live it. I live the lifestyle. I live the ups and I live the downs. I eat clean for 5 days and then I binge on some cookies. That's reality. And that's what I talk about. The reality of trying to be healthy and trying to be fit physically, mentally, and for those that are concerned, spiritually also. But what am I going to talk about on episode 23? Well, today I am going to talk about 10,000 steps. The craze of wearing your Fitbit, which I'm addicted to, is just like I said, it's crazy. I see people all the time. I probably run into 200 or 300 people a day just between my work and between my lifestyle and getting out. And everybody got a Fitbit on. And when they see my Fitbit, they say, oh, man, you walk? And I'm like, yeah, I walk. And they're like, wow, yeah, I got to get those 10,000 steps in. Is 10,000 steps enough? For some, it's fantastic. I had 3 heart attacks, 2012. 2013 and 2014. And when I got out of the hospital that Tuesday after the first one, 10,000 steps, that was a lot. That was a real lot. I got my Fitbit about 3 years ago, and I have been averaging 19,331 steps per day every single day for the last 3 years. No matter how I felt, no matter how tired I was, no matter how great I felt, I'm averaging 19,331 steps per day. My high, 35,000. July 4th, about 2 years ago, I seem to have walked all over New Haven looking for I don't know what, but that was my high. And I've hovered right around that 10,000 mark. There's been times I've looked at my Fitbit app and I've said, man, it's 10 o'clock at night, time for bed. And I'm at 9,100 or whatever, and I'll get up and I'll start walking at the end of the bed. My wife thinks I'm crazy, but that's what we do. But is that enough? Is that enough to get me to where I want to be? Again, 10,000 steps for a lot of people, that's pretty good. But if you want to challenge your body and you want to push your body a little further, you got to do more. You got to do more. And what I think the best way to do it is grab that Fitbit or walking apparatus or walking device that tracks your step. Do it for a month. At the end of the month, see what your average is. If your average is 8,000 steps, then you got to get yourself up to 10,000 steps. That's the baseline, according to people that I think know more than me. I don't know. That's the baseline. But if your baseline and you're trying to get really in shape, keep your muscle on your body and lose some body fat, look real good, feel real good, you got to do more because 10,000 is not enough. Some people come up to me and say, man, how many steps do you do? I say 19,331 a day. They're like, wow, that's well over the 10,000. The 10,000 line means shit to me. Doesn't mean anything to me. And if I keep doing 19,331 steps every day, I'm going to stay the way that I am. If I want to get leaner, if I want to drop my body fat a little bit, I got to do more. So I say, find out what your baseline is for 30 days or 2 weeks. I like 30 days because that's a true indication. And bump it up. Bump it up by like 5%. Bump it up like 10%. If you're doing 10,000 steps a day and you want to say, okay, you know, I really want to make a conscious effort to get myself in better shape, lower my body fat, and take advantage of this stepping thing that I'm doing or this walking thing that I'm doing, add another 10%. So your 10,000 would be another 1,000 steps. That's going to put you at 11,000 steps. For me, if I'm at 19,331 steps and I want to add another 10%, that's 2,000 steps. Now, that's going to be hard to do. I don't know where I'm coming up with 2,000 steps. I got to walk up and down the grocery store aisles a few more times. But you know what I'm saying? 10,000 steps is good. It's a number. But it has to mean something to you and where you are at in your fitness journey. I want more. I want to be leaner. I want to be fitter. I want to drop my body fat. I want to drop my waist. So I got to push my steps. I got to push my steps. Now, I use my Fitbit for counting my steps, but I really also use it for two other things. I use my Fitbit to track my sleep because sleep is very, very, very important to me. I try to get 7 hours every night. I track my sleep, and I also track my resting heart rate. And my resting heart rate right now is 53. When I got my Fitbit 3 years ago, and I was a little bit heavier than I am now, my resting heart rate was well over 80. Well over 80. I got my resting heart rate down, walking my steps, I'm doing my cardio. That's how I use my Fitbit to keep my steps in track. Remember, a couple things I want to just tell you. Take a baseline. Challenge yourself to do more steps. Challenge yourself to do more steps today than you did yesterday. Challenge yourself to do more steps this month than you did last month. And you're going to reap the benefits of doing more exercise, of doing more walking, of doing more cardio. That's all I got for today. It's been kind of a busy, crazy week. We all have those busy, crazy weeks, but we try to do what we can to keep ourselves going. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the listens. If you like what I'm saying, let me know. It means a lot to me. Leave a thumbs up, leave a comment, something like that. Subscribe. I don't know, whatever you need to do. I don't do this for numbers. I do this just because I have so much knowledge of the health and fitness industry that I want to share it because I want to help you get in shape. I've got 3 heart attacks. I had type 2 diabetes. I had an A1C of 9.3. I'm sitting at 5.6 right now. Listen to what I got to say. Especially if you're over 40, especially if you're over 50. Now's the time to get yourself in shape. Maybe I don't appeal to the 20-year-olds. They ain't having heart attacks. They ain't suffering with type 2 diabetes. But if I'm appealing to you, whether you're male or female, you're 40, you're 50, you're 60, you're 70, let me know. MichaelAKaruba@gmail.com is where you can hit me up at. Or comment on this on the podcast, whatever way you happen to be listened to. It's Spotify, iTunes, whatever way works for you. But thank you again. This is episode 23. I try to keep it brief. I try to get right to the point. Have a great day. And if you see me somewhere having a cup of coffee, say hello. Thank you. Bye.